sunshine, the second is rain. Third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is someone that I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
In his orchestra, I'm looking over a four-leaf clover. At least it's not crabgrass. In 1927, before that, a crunchy recording of I'm Crazy Over You from 1929, Nathaniel Shulkret and his orchestra, which is to say, the Victor House Band. Starting with not Ben Pollock and his Park Central Orchestra, as previously indicated, but the Detroiters. I made two dubbings of Sally of My Dreams. And the dubbing of the Ben Pollock, which is a more common recording, sounded pretty darn nice. That was something I resurrected. Fortunately, I did an okay job on it, and I might just leave it in the show for internet consumption. When you go to Live 365, you'll hear it, warts and all, and the warts have been toned down a bit. A little bit of electrolysis there on the warts. But that was the Detroiters. And I'm assuming that's the same year, which would have been about 1928. Now, here's it's amazing. There's different sources for some of these recordings. One, the pirate record I found in at the book sale. It had been headed toward the dumpster, headed toward the old skip, as they say. And I rescued a few of these that way. Some were purchased on the internet. Some are orphans of different stripes. None of them I've had very long. There might be one in this selection I've had since the 80s, but most of them are pretty new. And upcoming is records that are, as they were left on our doorstep by my wife's son. And I have to thank him because this is a good record. Noble Sissel and Ubi Blake from 1922. Downhearted Blues.
But it's hard to love some gal when that some gal don't love you. I'm so disgusted, heartbroken too. I've got the downhearted view. Once I was crazy about that gal. She mistreated me all the time. The next gal I get, she's got the promise to be mine. All mine. For she mistreated me and she drove me from her door. Yes, she mistreated me and she drove me from her door. Just like a tramp from a store. But the good cook says, no, you reap just what you sow. Got the world in the junk, got the supper in my hand. Got the world in the junk, got the supper in my hand, right in my hand. And if you want me, you must come under my command, my very command. If I could only find the gal, oh, how happy I would be, how happy I'd be. Thought every night I pray, leaving my gal back to me. I've almost worried myself to death, wondering why she went away. But just wait and see, she's gonna want me back some sweet day. Or maybe a week, or last maybe a month or two. I said maybe a week or maybe a month or two. I mean a month or two. But all the dirt you did to me will come home to you, right back home to you.
Thank you.
Shake It and Break It. Kentucky Serenaders, and that was a Sam Lennon group. I don't think he was from Kentucky. It was just an image thing on a Regal disc from 1921. That sounded pretty lively and vibrant for Dead Noises. We have the our raucous ghosts are tearing up the joint, and it's many a leg is being shaken here tonight. What, a centipede? No, the same legs, but being shaken different times. That's fine disc. Before that, Noble Sissle and Ubi Blake on Two Sides of the Same Victor 78, Downhearted Blues, and Waiting for the Evening Mail. Here's an old extended play 10-incher from the 1932. I believe that's when they came out. Enrique Madriguera and his orchestra, with Mullen Sisters on the vocal. I'll Never Be the Same.
welcome anything from 5 and 10 cents store. You told me the time. You put me up on a throne. You let me fall with a drop. And now I'm out on my own. But after thinking it over and over, I got what was coming to me. Just like the sting of a bee, you turn the tables on me.
That save the world. That was like a false flag terror operation, but it fits the song, I guess. 1936. Before that, Johnny Johnson also. That was Johnny Johnson's orchestra. You Turn the Tables on Me, 1936 as well. And starting with Enrique Madriguera from a 10-inch 78 of extended capability. They put the grooves closer together or something back in 32. They'd try anything to sell records. I'll never be the same with Mullen Sisters on the vocal. Not the Boswells, but, well, what can you do? This is Andy Sr., and I'm definitely not a Boswell, but I look like Dr. Johnson. This is 88.7 FM in Clinton, New York, and WHCL.org for those of you who are streaming. Thank you for streaming. And we continue with more pop songs from that era, from the original source documents, 78s, that is. Marcia Freer and Louis James, from 1924. Linger a While, and I trust you, I hope you will. I hope so.
Every night in the pale moonlight, they gathered the stars, and as they start to ring, why they all begin to sing. Oh, you lank and leany, chilly, beany, eeny, meeny, more. You know we love you, more. We love your chatter, ooch-a-ratter. Our life won't be so dreamy if you let us go. You think we're full of blarney, we're full of chili con carne. Chili beans says, boys, I'm green, I don't know what you mean. But you know that I'm so slow, but I thought I do not know. They said, well, chili, you can bet what you want you're going to get. Before we go, we'd like to know, tell us is it yes or tell us is it no. You like and lean it, chili beanies, we all love you more.
Hot Coffee, Honey Duke, Johnny Marvin, otherwise known as Honey Duke and His Duke from 1926. Before that, we had Paul Beef's Trio with Frank Crumman on the vocal, Chili Bean, or rather, he seemed, Frank really seemed on that day. Before that, Marcia Freer and Louis James' Linger a While from 1924. Hot Coffee, I actually bought from Rich Conaty, and the thing about Rich Conaty is, this week, you want to talk about obsolete recording formats. Rich is doing a program consisting of a session that he conducted using cylinders, a cylinder recorder from the turn of the last century. And when those records were new, they sounded pretty good. They sounded better than some of the 1900 recordings that I might have displayed for you this evening. But they really had a when those cylinders were new, they were of course a different method of recording, the Hill and Dale method, which was tended to have a better fidelity. And very interesting. I heard one such session before on another station, but Rich had this session, and he's going to play the results of that on his program this week, and that's Sunday night. And actually, there's a link from my Radiola blog. I'll give you that. Radiolablog.blogspot.com. There's a link to Rich Conaty's big broadcast and many other great programs. And continuing now with our tribute to defunct noises, I've seen several copies of this recording, and I just had to play it, and it's got a nice feel to it. Orchestra Bells, Edward Rubsam, 1905, and this is the best of the couple of copies that I had, and I tried to clean it up a bit. Dancing Sunrays. Thank you.
hear that drumming. Down the street, a band is coming. Hear the music sweet, passing off the beat. All the air is full of ragtime humming. Something about that music thrills me. It's a band from Dixie Hip. Hooray! Run, you little Sammy. Go and get your mammy. Cause it's coming right this way. Listen to that Dixie band. From my home in Dixieland. That's the band I love best of all. Everybody will fall. Party, oh, you will fall. Listen to that big bass drum. And that trombone blowing drum. Oh, boy, what is it they're playing? Oh, joy. That's out of my way. And hurry for the clearing. Hear the darkest steering for that Dixieland. Got a Dixie celebration. Take a regular vacation. Call a holiday. Get the band to play. Melodies right from the old plantation. Let's go down to Mammy Jimmy's for a good old Dixie jubilee. Mammy, she will feed us, and the band will feed us to some southern harmony. Listen to that Dixie band from my home in Dixieland. That's the band I love best of all. Everybody will fall for the old Bugle Call. Listen to that Dixie drum. Ain't that combo going some? Oh, boy. What is it they're playing? Oh, joy. That's got them all swaying. Hurry for the spirit. Hear the darkies cheering for that Dixieland. Listen to that Dixieland. From my home in Dixieland. That's the band I love best of all. Everybody will fall for that old bugle call. Listen to that Dixie drum. Ain't that trombone blowing drum? Oh, joy. What is it they're playing? Oh, joy. That's got 'em all swaying. Hurry, cause it's nearing. Hear the darkies cheering for that Dixie band.
Listen to that Dixie band. Oh, listen to them. That was what a raucous tune that was. That was before jazz officially got recorded, of course. A little proto-jazz, really proto. Arthur Collins and Byron G. Harlan, taken in their historical context, I might add, from 1915. Before that, you had Nick Lucas picking the guitar from 1923, and Edward Rubsam, Dancing Sunrays from 1905, 100 years old. Now, Guy Lombardo, My Fate is in Your Hands. Thank you.
my fate is in your hands. You're my judge and jury, what do you assure me? What is the verdict? My fate is in your hands. If the charge is loving you, then I'm guilty, dear. Tell me that you love me too, and I'll have no fear. It is you I'm needing, for your love I'm pleading. What is the verdict? My fate is in your hands.
Just like a drug, you're getting to be a habit with me. Let me stay in your arms, I'm addicted to your charms. You're getting to be a habit with me. I used to think your love was something that I could take or leave alone, but now I couldn't do without my supply. I need you for my own. Oh, I can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break away. I must have you every day, as regularly as coffee or tea. You've got me in your clutches and I can't get free. You're getting to be a habit with me. Can't break it. You're getting to be a habit with me.